Viewpoint, CRTV.
The President of the Republic's message to the nation on December 31, 2024, continues to animate discussions among Cameroonians. One area of concern in the President's message was the deteriorating state of roads in the country. Freddy Itabison affirms that efforts being made in recent years to develop the country's road infrastructure, notwithstanding, challenges abound as concerns road quality, maintenance, and connectivity between cities and the regions. His viewpoint.
President Paul Biya was very clear in his message to his compatriots. The urban and interurban roads have deteriorated, leaving Cameroonians frustrated. He is well aware of this, particularly the fact that the situation significantly impacts economic activities and is often a major cause of traffic accidents. The President's acknowledgement of the vexing situation of the country's roads is a pointer to the fact that more efforts will be made to better develop the road network. The efforts so far, the President acknowledged, have been mired in a number of challenges which impede the good intentions of improving the extant roads. But we cannot deny the fact of these attempts to improve the country's road infrastructure and support economic growth, which will, in turn, improve the living conditions of Cameroonians. As part of its National Development Strategy, Vision 2020 to 2030, government aims to pave at least 6,000 kilometers of new roads. Since December 31, 2023, about 2,400 kilometers of roads are reported to have been paved, leaving 3,600 kilometers of roads to be tarred to hit the target. The National Road Program focuses on improving major roads, with the Yaoundé-Douala Highway and the Yaoundé-Bafoussam Road having received significant resources from government for upgrading. There is also the Road Maintenance Fund established by government to maintain and rehabilitate roads. Government has entered into various public-private partnerships with international and local companies to build, maintain, and modernize roads, not forgetting Cameroon's collaboration with her CEMAC neighbors to build cross-border road networks to improve sub-regional connectivity. Large-scale projects like the construction of modern highways, bridges, tunnels are part of a long-term vision to modernize Cameroon's road network. In the face of increasing effects of climate change, better drainage systems and durable materials are being used on newly built or rehabilitated roads to render them more resilient. And considering that the poor state of roads cause accidents frequently, several initiatives have been introduced by government to improve road safety and reduce accidents. These efforts have nevertheless been slowed down by a number of challenges which President Paul Biya cited, notably limited funding. Other impediments to the development of our roads, which the President mentioned, are the fact of rainfall and governance issues like corruption, which he promised to see tackled. This apart, we can also mention the lack of maintenance of existing roads and the fact of a growing demand of urbanization, which hinders the full potential of road improvement programs. As a way forward, continuous investment in infrastructure, enhanced governance and innovation in financing and technology will be crucial for making further progress and ensure that the road network can be able to support the country's development drive. The President of the Republic is confident about the improvement of our road networks, having instructed the Road Fund's reorganization with the view to enhancing its capacity to mobilize funding required for road construction, rehabilitation, and maintenance projects. We heard him loud and clear when he announced the rehabilitation of the Bekoko-Limbe-Idinau section of the National Road No. 3 and the Mutengena-Boya stretch of the National Road No. 8, a veritable New Year gift to Cameroonians living in the Southwest region.
Freddy Itabison, editorialist, director of programs and programming radio. Dear listeners, CRTV's afternoon edition comes up in a jiffy. Stay tuned.